Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to an October 26, 2009 segment from the Kentucky Water Fuel Museum. With us today is a very distinguished guest, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who is an internationally known authority in public health, emerging diseases, and natural healing. He's also an outspoken critic of the military medical petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. Dr. Horowitz, are you with us?
Hi there, Rob. How are you?
Very good. I'd like to welcome you to the program.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Now, perhaps we can get started by asking you the question, how is it that you became interested in alternative health? What was the origin of your becoming interested in such things as vaccinations, for instance?
Oh, well, that's actually two different things. Alternative health and vaccinations are different, and I started with alternative health back in the early 1970s, and I attended the first holistic health conference in New York City and was inspired by a lot of wonderful people that presented there. And then in vaccinations, it took me about, till 1992 to realize that everything I knew about vaccinations was completely wrong. And I started to wake up to the issues associated with vaccine-induced plagues in 1993 to 96, when I did the research for the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional.
Very interesting. Now, I understand you had some personal tragedy that inspired you to look into this matter.
Right. That was my mom had taken a swine flu vaccination, and she took flu vaccines routinely because her doctor always advised her to do that, and she always followed the doctor's advice, and she developed Guillain-Barré. She developed a progressive neurological degeneration, and then they put her on steroids, which weakened her immune system. Then she developed cancer, and then a few radiation treatments, and a few months later, my mother was dead.
And we're talking about a swine flu vaccination from the 70s?
Right, 1976, when David Sensor was CDC director.
Most people, I think, are unaware of the fact that there already has been a swine flu epidemic that caused the government to urge everyone to get a vaccination.
Yep, that's 1976. There was initially a same kind of scenario as the Mexican outbreak in April 2009. You had in 1976 at Fort Dix, New Jersey, one serviceman had died and approximately 200 others were alleged to have been infected with a strain of H1N1 that had gone extinct for 20 years. And there were no swine, no pigs at Fort Dix. The servicemen who were infected and the women there had not been on leave, nor did they touch, or when they were on leave, they didn't touch a pig. And so it has remained a medical mystery, but when you look at all the evidence, it's clearly indicates a medical experiment, a military medical experiment, and that, again, David Sensor was overseeing the CDC. This is the man that signed off on the Tuskegee syphilis study to allow the Public Health Service to continue that in the late 1960s. And then when you research his history, you get nauseous, quite frankly.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, you know, this program is about alternative energy primarily. Our field of endeavor has been to educate the public on the use of water as a source of combustible fuel. However, in watching some of your videos, which are viewable on YouTube and on your websites, you mention water as a particularly beneficial agent in helping people with their health problems. And I'd like you to expound on what it is about water. And you also mentioned silver, nano silver, I believe, as an interesting combination for attacking ailments that would otherwise be treated with vaccinations or antibiotics or whatever.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I mean, we could spend many hours, and I would highly encourage you, and I'll be happy to lend my support to it, to develop a whole conference with experts from around the world that would focus on the water issue and look at all the blessings that can come out of our greater understanding of water and its applications in not just medicine, but as you say, the whole energy industry. We could revolutionize the entire planet and shift the paradigm instantly if people simply appreciated all the benefits of water. The body water is you know, amazingly important. 86% when you're well hydrated, let's say, thereabout, your body is seawater, ocean water, and basically you're made of water and minerals. Your whole body is basically, let's say, you know, whatever that you're not water, you're minerals. And if you understand how both of those things work and the elements that are spinning electrons and carrying electrons, and that's really everything. Basically, all energy throughout the entire universe comes from water, H2O. Hydrogen has two electrons per water molecule, and basically that's where the energy comes from. That's where the light of the sun comes from. NASA science proved many years ago that space is full of water and that we are part of that. And so we're actually through water and through a hydrosonic matrix that is a musical, mathematical, energetic matrix that comes out of the universe through the universal water and enters into our body temples, which is mostly water. We're actually in divine communion all the time. And that understanding is what we apply with the magnificent mineral water called OxySilver. People can get information on OxySilver.net, and they can find out if they go into the research sections and read the papers that I've presented most recently at the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine. They can learn that we could completely eliminate vaccinations, eliminate all antibiotics, eliminate virtually the entire petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel if we understand the electron donation and hydrogen gas, hydrogen fuel, all of this understanding of water, which when you begin to not just understand it from a level of physics and science and begin to appreciate the energetics of water, including its musical mathematics and how it hydrosonically, that's sonically sound through hydro water, sound through water creates reality. When you begin to understand that, then you understand that when we created OxySilver to carry a 528 frequency so that it has a homeopathic type of influence besides this electrocuting all the pathogens, it has the capacity to destabilize all of the pathogens, bacteria, viruses, fungus, parasites. You can eliminate all infectious diseases from planet Earth if you simply understand that you're robbing the electrons through a nanosilver that's bonded to the water. The unique thing about OxySilver, beyond even the best silver hydrosols, and silver hydrosols are really the most advanced infectious disease controlling agents or preventative agents that's been completely suppressed. It's suppressed out of the H1N1 debate and the swine flu pandemic issues and discussions. It's suppressed from national healthcare reform debate. And so people can get a lot of information on the research articles and archives section of OxySilver.com. And there they can learn how it works so simply using the electron from water to destabilize all the pathogens. And then the other element, oxygen, you create an electron cloud and an oxygenating force within the molecule when you covalently bond the nanosilver to the water itself, as is done in a very special non-radioactive reactor that engages sound and light that was developed initially by NASA scientists to keep the astronauts healthy in space, and they're using it right now. We, the people of the United States and the world, are being kept from it. And in fact, the drug industrialists want you to think, and they're spending millions of dollars in litigation currently with the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, claiming that the EPA has to shut every manufacturer of nanosilver hydrosols down because it's allegedly pesticides. Well, that's garbage. There's a ton of scientific medical literature that supports its use. And the final most magnificent thing about it is if people learned how the sonic resonance through the water molecule, and you've got a double superconductor, not just a single. Water is a liquid crystal. That's a superconductor, just like a crystal in your computer, a silicon chip is a a transmitter of energy. Likewise, the water molecule is a liquid crystal superconductor. And if you combine it through a covalent bond with nano silver, silver is another superconductor. So you've got a double superconductor, a double strength messenger of 528 hertz frequency, which is really the reason why the entire botanical world is mostly this greenish-yellow color, like the grass or like a baby bud in springtime. You know, that's all this beautiful greenish-yellow. It's all vibrating to the center of what we call the musical mathematical matrix of the universe. That's the virtual, the essence of the quantum field in physics is vibrating according to frequencies, at the heart of which is 528, or what we have identified it as the closest thing going to love, to that loving, warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love, and the concept that love is the universal healer, and love produces miracles. You know, this is why we add that to the OxySilver formulation, and why we heavily encourage people to pray when they use it, because of the power in the human heart is extremely powerful, far more powerful than the human head, and the energy coming from your heart is light years more powerful than the thoughts in your head. And if you combine positive, loving, heartfelt intention as a blessing, and with faith a direction for what you wish to manifest through this, really part of the triune God is water. So it's a water blessing that you're administering with prayer, and basically we have no one who's gotten sick, and we heavily encourage people to take OxySilver with prayer, 3 teaspoons at the first sign of any illness, and we guarantee you if you do that, you will not get sick or your money back.
That's very interesting. Now, let's go back to the NASA use of this technology. This is involved in space shuttle water recycling, I suppose?
Exactly. And you know that the recycled water includes urine, because they've got to reuse every bit of water in space.
So rather than using some basic filtration, you're saying that they're using a nano-silver approach to...
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they use the filtration systems, too. They do have filtration systems, but what they have in the filtration systems that is the microbial static is the OxySilver. This type of a covalently bonded silver hydrosol is what they use. It was developed for them specifically.
Huh, interesting. Now, when you talked about suppression of this technology, obviously there are major money interests who stand to lose when any alternative regimen is recommended over their products, which I suppose you link them together, petrochemical and pharmaceutical, because pharmaceuticals are largely petrochemicals. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And that's what we are sadly facing with the caving paradigm. This, you know, Babylon is falling right now, and the reality is that the drug industrialists that are at the forefront of pushing this swine flu business essentially are engaged in the paradigm of slash burn and poison medicine as a control agent, as for not only profiteering off of humanity's suffering with the drug side effects and the diseases that all the drugs and all the vaccines cause, but additionally the concept that if people were to remain ignorant by their propaganda, then what we're now witnessing is this kind of global genocide unfolding, and the opportunity to go beyond, to literally paradigm shift, to get engaged with the fundamental understanding of who we are as human beings and how we should be treated. And that deals with energy. That deals with bioenergetics, biophysics, the resonance, the electrogenetics, sound and light signaling within the body, which is all mediated by the liquid crystal superconductor, the proteo matrix inside the cells and intercellularly. If you see, I mean, if you simply ask the question, how can a simple mineral water with less than 6 parts per million of nano silver bonded to the water, how can it completely terminate infectious diseases? and how come, you know, OxySilver Professional, which is used intravenously by physicians in cancer clinics and AIDS wards where the patients are crashing from infectious diseases, how can it virtually within 24 hours, really, bring these patients back from the dead? How it does that, it's all energetic. It's all hydrosonic. It's all the understanding of we are spiritual beings first. You know, we're bioenergetic beings first before we manifest in the physical. So this understanding is paradigm shifting. It's revolutionary in that if you know you're a spiritual being first before you manifest in physical, and you know all physical reality is literally created by this channeling of energy and the frequencies of vibration of divinity, really. And then you have that technology. We, in fact, have the core creative frequencies right now. We now know that there's 9 core creative frequencies to the entire universe.
That's what do you mean by core creative frequencies?
Well, this goes into the real Da Vinci Code, not the movie, not the book. There was no code in Dan Brown's book or in the movie. The real code deals with the Vitruvian man drawing. Do you know that 4 arms, 4 legs, and a head, most famous drawing by Da Vinci?
I'm not sure. I've probably seen it, but not by that name.
It's called the Vitruvian man. There's actually a woman behind the man and a square and a circle. And there's 9 projections, 4 arms, 4 legs, and a head, and a square and a circle. And the artists call it the Vitruvian man. And there's actually a woman behind the man.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it now. I just got it on Google Images.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a very popular image.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That is the standard icon for natural living and holistic healing. And that's the most famous graphic in the world. In terms of a drawing, pen or pencil drawing. And the 4 arms, 4 legs, and a head point to 9 places on the circle. And those 9 places on the circle are these 9 core creative frequencies that make up the perfect circle of sound. And that the entire universe is made of the sound. Like the Bible talks about, in the beginning there was the creator, there was the water. Then, in Genesis 1:2, it says that the Holy Spirit of the Creator hovered over the face of the water, divided the water from the water. Now you enter into the quantum field. And it's into that quantum field that the Creator is said to have said, "Let there be light." Now word, sound, frequency is math. So mathematic and harmonic frequencies of sound were issued into the quantum field between the water, out of which, let there be light, out pops the sun. What's the sun made of? Again, 99% hydrogen and about, you know, 0.1% to 2% helium, which is double hydrogen. So there really is fundamentally only water. And so then now, Creator, you know, in the Bible and the physicists understand how this can happen, and we can observe it actually happening in dolphins who are underwater. They sonically have powers far beyond human beings. They vibrate a water bubble underwater. They heat it up to 5,000 degrees where it approaches the temperature of the sun, and light comes out. It's actually, it luminesces out of water.
I wasn't
from
aware
sound.
Of that, that the dolphins are capable of what's called, what, sonoluminescence?
Yes, exactly.
Interesting.
So it's magnificent. We have models for all this. We have an understanding of all this, and we even have the frequencies now of creationism. We have an understanding, and that's why if you go to the original musical scale, which we shared in 1998 with Dr. Paleo, and I published the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and in which we shared the original musical scale, ut, re, mi, fa, so, la. And those 6 notes, the 3rd note of which is mi, do, re, mi, or ut, re, mi, mira gestorum in Latin, miracles in English, it's the miracle note of the universe, is love, is 528 hertz frequency. And then, you know, if you think that that's just hairy fairy, hocus pocus, you know, theological nonsense, well, study the work on love528.com. Love528.com has a whole discussion about music, And on the right-hand side, as you scroll down, you'll see about 10 different theory papers by Victor Showell, who's a mathematician, and we've had half a dozen different mathematicians worldwide confirm these results. There's Marco Rodin, there's Victor Showell, there's physicist Nassim Haramein. There's lots of wonderful people out there doing great research, and we're confirming over and over again that 528 hertz frequency is not just the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's not just the center of the rainbow, therefore, and it's not just the center of the sound spectrum. It's the only note that's both center of sound and light spectrums. We know it's also the fundamental frequency and mathematics to the sacred geometry of organic chemistry. The six-sided hexagonal ring in organic chemistry, or carbon-6, the reason it goes into a carbon-6-shaped molecule, it's the same reason that snowflakes are all six-sided, is because at fundamental mathematics, music, hydrosonics, you've got a vibration of 528 hertz frequency. And so all of the sacred geometry of the universe, all of the pyramids designs, Saqqara Pyramid. This is how Victor Showell first got into this. He started to analyze the mathematics of the Saqqara Pyramids and then in its relationship to the cosmology. So you got sacred geometry and cosmology, the way the planets are all laid out in the universe, all relates to this ancient Pythagorean mathematics mystery school knowledge that intimately engages water science, intimately engages bioenergetics, and it represents a paradigm-shifting knowledge base that if we were free from the drug industrialists, which are the same petrochemical industrialists, we would then have the opportunity to engage alternatives to deadly toxicity and use of petrochemicals to run ourselves and our planet. You know, so this is really a fundamental and vitally important discussion.
Yeah, and I think that it's important to draw attention to the connection, because the current paradigm is dominated by these players who have their hand in both fields. It's not just energy. It's not just pharmaceuticals.
That's exactly right. They run them both.
And they're two of the largest businesses on Earth.
So, yep, and their power base is essential, and they're both regulated by the global industrialists that dictate policy to the Atomic Energy Commission, which is an international organization. It's not just the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. We have one of the commissions. It's a it's a nation state's representation. It is a global cartel, and that they really control the United States Navy. They control British intelligence. They control everything. When you really start to go deep into the history of where we have come from and where we are currently, you see time and again these major energy industrialists, because you know power and control go hand in hand, and the most powerful power in the universe, of course, is the creators working through water. Water and the Creator is part of the same triune God. And again, I mean, that flies in the face of most religious doctrines, but any simpleton can simply go back into Genesis 1:1 and 1:2 and get it. I mean, in the beginning, you had the Creator and the water at the same time. And so the only way that that's possible is, where water is part of the triune God, and then the Holy Spirit is part of the triune God. And that's essentially, that makes the original Trinity. Before there was Christianity, that was the Trinity.
Yeah, well, we're not going to get people to agree on the theology of the aspect, but just the recognition of the fact that water is vital to life, and that it holds, the reason why it's so prevalent on this planet is because it holds a lot of answers to our needs, and needs that we have not been meeting using it. Right.
Oh, absolutely. That's right. It's the answer to everything. It is the universal solvent. Do, re, mi, fa, sol. Solve, pollute in Latin. Solve the problem in English. This is, again, musical, mathematical, hydrosonics, where you have the solution that solves all the problems in water.
Now, Let's go to something before we conclude. Of course, we want to mention your websites and so on. You've already mentioned one of them. We could do that again. But before we do that, what role does the media and what role does academia play in both preventing a change, suppressing the good changes that could and should take place, should have long ago? Academia, for example, you have degrees from various universities. How reprehensible is academia in not shedding light on these discoveries?
Well, they're part of the problem. You know, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And academia is all about tracking through grants and foundations the establishment status quo's agenda. And that's why you've got, like, the medical deities today who have complete ignorance about holistic health care, alternative and complementary care, nutrition and acupuncture, and all of the most wonderful natural healing modalities. They're completely ignorant because they're brainwashed, mind-control slaves. Academia plays that role. Think about how it is constituted. Instead of cooperation, we have hideously stressful competition. The stress gets so severe in medical school, you actually lose sleep. You've got sleep deprivation. You've got peer and authority figures pressuring you over and over, repeating the same messages that drugs, pop this drug, pop that drug, you've got, this is the only solution to this disease. By the time you're done, what you've gone through is a hazing process that's no different from any other cult indoctrination. So this is the American medical culture that academia breeds. And it's controlled, as it always has been for the last century, by the Rockefeller family, Rockefeller Foundation, and the institutions that are funded and supported and bought off, paid off by the global industrialists with whom Rockefellers are allied.
Okay, so anyone who approaches anyone listening to this program who approaches their local university and asks for an opinion on this program, on this interview, they're going to get typical, almost laughing response that this is just a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, I mean, and that's their insanity. That's their in medicine, it's called a scotoma. It's a blind spot, an inability of insight into. They can't see the forest of reality through the trees of propaganda by which their spin doctors have spun their minds.
Yeah, and again, this is all for profit and power, control, and so on.
Now,
What about the media? The media and academia sort of work hand in hand to debunk, supposedly, things which are not part of their agenda.
They debunk and they proselytize, they propagandize. I'll give you a great example. We're dealing with it now heavily in our office. We 2 weeks ago revealed, Sherry Kane, investigative journalist Sherry Kane and I did some research and came out with the links between the H1N1 swine flu vaccine being promoted for the pregnant women, children, and babies, allegedly safe for pregnant women, which is ridiculous. And it was done, the studies on safety were done by the Merck subsidiary called CSL in Rupert Murdoch's family-run facilities. It was done in Australia, the testing was, and it was done inadequately and hideously against scientific protocols. There were no placebo controls in these studies that were even based on the older flu vaccine studies. But the Rupert Murdoch family, of course, Murdoch is the media mogul. It's one of the Western world's largest media moguls. You're talking Time Warner. You're talking about Fox. You're talking about HBO, dozens of channels that are the Turner Broadcasting. All of these is a Murdoch entity. His mother, Elizabeth, runs the Royal Women's Victoria Hospital in Australia. His daughter-in-law runs the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia, and these were the two sites that tested the pregnant women, children, and infants. So you're looking at also Thomas Glocer of Reuters News Service. If you look this past weekend, Friday night, Saturday morning, who was it in the media that came out with President Obama's declaration of national emergency on H1N1 swine flu. It was Fox News and Reuters News Service. Reuters News Service is run by Thomas Glocer. Thomas Glocer is also the director of Merck Pharmaceutical Company. And both Glocer and Murdoch are partners with David Rockefeller in the Partnership for New York City, which is the world's premier biotechnology organization, consortium. It is a drug ring that advances the vaccinations, and that it's the heart of the big pharma global petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. So this is what we're witnessing. We're witnessing the media moguls that are spinning the propaganda, manipulating the mass mind, are the ones who are also have their fingers in the pie of the drug cartel and are making money off of people when they get vaccinated and when they get sick from the vaccines.
Yeah, so in other words, it's a whole web or network of connections that make it nearly impossible for the correct information to get out.
Right, so we're kept in ignorance. That's right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I really appreciate your willingness to participate in this program. I'm sure it's been enlightening to everyone. And they can learn a lot more by going to your web pages, such as we've got oxysilver.net and fluscam.com, fluscam.com.
Perfect, yep. There's a tremendous amount of information. It's the world's preeminent site for the truth about swine flu. And check it out, and especially the flu to-dos page will tell you what you can do to prevent yourself from getting the flu and beating the flu effectively quickly. And then also check out the affidavit that I submitted to the FBI and has been submitted in a couple different legal cases, because it's very, very eye-opening and shocking to see these connections and how this organization actually works to conduct genocide under the guise of public health.
Well, we're hoping that this thing will not play out as bad as it could with regard to the public health, and that people will make wise decisions that will be for their good and the good of their loved ones.
Yeah, I pray that takes place. You know, I pray that we're all protected and this thing just disappears. But you know, I don't see it. The evidence in front of me right now says that this is going to escalate because of the vaccines themselves have live viruses in them, and they're very unstable because they're laboratory recombinants. There are three triple recombinants in this injected virus, and when they then come in contact with other viruses that are circulating, and children, for example, that get the flu mist, they shed these live viruses for up to 3 weeks. And if they sneeze on, let's say, an adult that has a different strain, or if they sneeze on a bird and the bird's got H5N1, and then you've now got a recombinant that is potentially something that can affect humans and cause 60% of those infected to die. That's H5N1. And I suspect strongly, based on all the evidence I'm looking at, that is where the industrialists want to go. Don't forget that the Rockefeller family funded the Population Council that has been the premier depopulation advocacy group in the world. They are calling for, and they have been for a couple decades, a two-thirds reduction in the world's population. And it occurs to me that this is their opportunity.
Isn't that something? Yeah. And so are vaccines usually not containing live, are they typically containing dead, what would you say?
Viral particles,
viral,
yeah.
Components or something?
Uh-huh, that's right, yeah. Some of the vaccines have attenuated, that's weakened viruses. This is one of them. The H1N1 swine flu vaccinations have attenuated or weakened types of viruses that have been reverse engineered. They're laboratory recombinants, but again, they're very unstable because they haven't evolved over millennia. When you have a virus that takes thousands of years to evolve, and basically it's pretty stable, it's not going to mutate very rapidly. That's another indicator that the AIDS virus was a laboratory creation, because it it mutates 6%, 5 or 6% when it jumps from one person to the other. That's very unstable. And so it's the same thing with the H1N1 triple recombinant, and segments of which were dug up in 1997 by Dr. David Sensor, who was overseeing the CDC at the time that he signed off on the Tuskegee syphilis study. In 97, he was sent to dig up a corpse from Alaska that had died from the 1918 Spanish flu. And gee whiz, just as we expected, here now we've got H1N1, 2009 swine flu, contains components of that virus. So this is the games that they're playing, and it's genocide, and it's very clear. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to just look at the documentation and the evidence that we've compiled on fluscam.com and make a decision as to whether or not you want your children vaccinated.
Yeah, well, one of my guests on a previous interview said that whatever he sees in the news, he tends to want to invert it 180 degrees and believe that. And a lot of us have that suspicion whenever hype is given to something like this flu virus.
I think that's wonderful that more people are thinking that way, because that is the proper way to think.
Yeah, it's like we're being led down a path, and pretty much the opposite of what they're saying is probably what's more the truth.
Yeah, and I love the concept, because really when you think that way, you're in essence naturally boycotting the source of intelligence as disinformation, counterintelligence. And I love that, because that tells me there's hope for humanity.
Well, apparently a large segment of the public does distrust this latest scare tactic or whatever it is, because they say that, in fact, I think even on your website it mentions that a large number of doctors are not recommending it and don't want to take it themselves.
Yep, got it. That's exactly right.
Well, thank you again, and look forward to talking to you in the future sometime.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.